A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cost of living.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cost of living.
According to Zimstat, the country's consumer prices fell to minus 2.47% in December 2015, slightly unchanged from the same rate in November, which was at minus 2.46%. The statistics agency says on a month-to-month basis, prices declined by 0.11%, shedding off 0.27 percentage points in November 2015 rate.
Zimbabwe's decision to scrap the local currency in 2009 helped end hyperinflation as it cut off the government's ability to print money to pay debts. And at the same time, it eroded the manufacturer's competitiveness by making it cheaper to import everything from food to clothing rather than produce them locally. Of course, now some economists are talking about deflation in the country. Deflation comes with its own problems. It discourages consumers from spending as they anticipate prices will fall even further, while declining margins reduces the incentive for businesses to invest and hire workers.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka Gibbs, nasitira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Tiri kunzwa kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichidzikira. Asi dambudziko ndere kuti kunyange mitengo iri kudzikira, hapana munhu ari kutenga zvinhu zvacho nekuti vanhu havana mari. Ndo dambudziko rapinda munyika. Zvaakuitawo kuti vemabhizimisi vasakwanise kupinza vanhu basa nekuti hakuna zvinhu zviri kugadzirwa asi kutengwa. Ende rimwe dambudziko rapo ndere kuti vanhu vakawanda vakuona zviri nani kuti vaende kunotora zvinhu kuSouth Africa vachiunza munyika nekuti kuda kuzvigadzirisa. Zvisina zvakare munhu ari kutenga mitengo yechiderera zvinenge zvaakuomera vemabhizimisi zvekuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Gibbs.
Yebo hambe zulu kanidaba lingalitshona njani khonapho lapha elikhona ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo blessing ayisiyaphila sibulo kwamagama. Ye, esikhuluma ngakho-ke lamhlanje siyabona ukuthi intengo yempahla ungazani iyehla kakhulu khonapho-ke eZimbabwe. Okwenziwa-ke ngokuningi okuthi-ke kule mpahla eningi evela eSouth Africa kumbe eBotswana kumbe kwezinye indawo. Xa ingangena khonapho-ke emkambo sisitsho ukuthi kuphela akusasebenzekeki kuhle sokugcina kusithi intengo yempahla elungiswa khonapha eZimbabwe ibe phansi kakhulu. Xa ingaba phansi kakhulu abantu bengathengi kugcina kulalokho kuthiwa i-deflation. Sizwile kakhulu abamakampani bekhuluma bekhonona njalo besithi nxa kungenzakala lokhu kutsho ukuthi abasathengisi kahle impahla yabo. Loba kunjalo ke siyabona ukuthi abantu eZimbabwe bathole nzima ngokuthi baphile. Ukuziphilisa khona ngapho siyakwazi ukudiphenda ngokuthi ule mali kumbe ula mali. Irand iwile sizwileke ukuthi kobulawayo blessing irand si 1 to 20 US dollars 20 rand nxa ule 20 rand sule malini
dollar
kuphela nje mfowethu mazani rand si wile dik si lokuzwayo so khonokho la kwenza ukuthi emkambo we market we mali khonapho kube nzima kunjalo mfowethu.
onguka hama wadiwa makasu nunguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika tirikudzoka kuti zvinhu zvirikuwanikwa hongu muzvitoro zvasiyana nekuma 2008 kwekuti zvinhu zvazvisimo muzvitoro asi iko zvine zvinhu zvacho zviripo asi mari yekutenga ndopasina saka makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera mungave muri kujocholo kuchipinge kukaroi kutengwe uko makasununguka kuti mutifonere tinge tichitaura nemi muchitudzawo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muri kukwanisawo here kutenga zvinhu zvamunoda kuti munge muchishandisa zuva nezuva nekuti vakawanda nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dziri kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuderera kwakanyanyisa kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu kunyange mitengo yacho iri kuderera sezvatataura hapana vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunotenga zvinova zvinhu zvakukonzera kuti paite mutauro Gibbs
sicela ndisifonele khona manje ukuti sixoxe zulu kandaba singazi kuti ndingapi khona ngapho ke emadojeni khona ngapho ke kokitsi yatota siyakwazi kuti khona khona ngapho phela khonapho ka ebhinga esiyasundu esiyachilaba lakanye bhinga center bambi foni nje kuphela usithinte khonapho ke estudio 7 lakhona ngapho ke emount dawin khonapho egwanda emachecheni phela lingasikhohlwa lakhona ngapho ke ebitebridge le plumtree bantu benkosi asixoxeni ngalokhu kwenzakalayo kambe linelisa yini ukuthi lithenge impahla ekhona khona ngapho ezitolo zenu ye nxa lifuna ukuthi lifone nasi inombolo lifone kanye selifoni lakhona ngapho 001 202 619 2077 lakhona ngapho phela eBotswana leGoli ye ngenani zulu khuluma nisizwe
I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Prosper Chitambara, the chief economist of the Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe and also a PhD candidate in economics. Dr. Chitambara, or not yet. Mr. Chitambara, good evening.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chitambara, let's talk about we understand from Zimstat that prices are actually going down, they are decreasing, whereas in 2008 prices were going up after every hour. You know, that was a hyperinflation. So can we safely say that Zimbabwe is in that stage that we call deflation as opposed to inflation?
Yeah, true. We are in a what we call a deflationary vicious cycle where prices are actually weakening, where prices are in some cases even declining. And it's a reflection of a weakening economy because when normally inflation measures also the strength or the health or the soundness of an economy. So when prices are increasing at a stable rate, that's a good sign of a strengthening of a rising economy. Mm-hmm. Now, when prices are declining, it actually means that the economy is actually weakening. It means there is a lack of aggregate demand in the economy. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good sign. Those two extremes are not the ideal situation. The first extreme being chronic hyperinflation, and the second extreme being a chronic deflation. I think they are symptoms of an ailing economy.
Mm-hmm. Gibson.
Now, under those circumstances, Mr. Chitambara, how best can you actually make sure that people can buy something? You know, like in Zimbabwe right now, it's difficult to buy a commodity because people don't have money. So what should people do? Exactly. You know? Hmm?
I think there are a number of things that need to be done. The first point relates to the fact that most people are not gainfully employed. Uh-huh. So the levels of disposable incomes in the economy are actually at an all-time low. Companies are closing, and people are getting retrenched. So people just don't have the liquidity to actually go and buy commodities, goods, and services. That's the first one. The second point being that when you are in a dollarized environment like we are in, your main sources of revenues becomes number one, taxation, taxation of companies and individuals. Now we're saying that our tax revenues are very, very low because of deindustrialization and also because of retrenchment. Another source of revenue when you are dollarized would become your export receipts. It means you have to produce a lot of commodities, sell outside and get money on the goods that you are selling. Now in Zimbabwe, our exports are not been performing very, very well. And in fact, it's our imports that have been rising. So we have actually been generating what we call trade and current account deficit, whereby there's actually an outflow, a net outflow of money out of Zimbabwe. So the money that is leaving Zimbabwe is actually more than the money that is coming into Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So that presents a major, major challenge for economic policy formulators, for policymakers. And also, when you have a large informal economy, whereby 94.5% of the economy is now informalized, it also presents challenges in terms of domestic resource mobilization. It means your tax base becomes very, very narrow. And that trend actually is going to worsen because the companies are continuing to close and people continue to lose jobs. And those people that are losing jobs in the formal economy are finding themselves subsisting in the non-formal. So I think the non-formal is going to continue to rise and tax revenues are going to continue to shrink. So it's going to be a big, big challenge for government, I think, going forward.
Mm-hmm. But is there a quick fix to this deflation? Because we are seeing signs of it in countries such as Spain, Hungary, Greece, Japan, to some extent. Is there a quick fix, or this will take years?
There is no quick fix, especially when you don't have your own money. Normally, what countries will do, I think it's typical of countries that don't have their own domestic currency. You made mention of Greece. Mm-hmm. Greece is they are using the euros.
Yes.
So they can't print the euros, even Spain, they can't print the euros. Japan, normally what they did in Japan was to reduce interest rates to even below 0%, which means actually borrowers are subsidized for borrowing. But we can't really do that in Zimbabwe because we don't have recourse to the normal monetary policy instrument like adjusting interest rates because we are not using our own local economy. So the answer to that question is there is no fix, there is no miracle to it. We just have to make sure that we are producing. Mm-hmm. And once we are producing, it means government will get more revenues, tax revenues, and we also get more exports as we export more products outside.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cost of living. Some economists are saying that there are telltale signs that Zimbabwe is at that stage, which the economists call deflation stage, as opposed to inflation or hyperinflation that the country experienced around 2008. Gibbs.
I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Winos Dube, who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo United Residents Association. Mr. Dube, welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Winos Dube? I think his line is not getting through as much as we like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to... okay, Mr. Dube, are you there? Oh, we can't get him. I think there's a problem. Maybe we have to reroute our calls somehow. So let's get back to Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara, we know that recently the government actually introduced some customs duties. You know, is it a way of trying to, you know, fight against this deflation?
Well, I think it's a way of trying to raise revenues, because the custom duty or import tariffs are one of the major sources of revenues for government. So I think government is trying to raise more revenues through that channel. It's also probably a way of trying to discourage imports, because imports have also decimated local industries in some cases. So I think it's twofold, really, attempting to raise more revenues for the business and also trying to protect local industry from competition.
Yes, ikhulumekele lo mnumzana uLompofu osecingweni sathi sibuyele kuDube ngibona ngazani bangathi sebemtholile. Kodwa sikhale sesiye elubhane lokhu ziplessing. Khona ngapho Baba Mpofu ungawutshwala njani? Baba Mpofu eJojolo ungawutshwala njani mkhwenyana?
Hayi,
ngitshonile, ngitshona njani baba?
Ah, sitshonile kakhulu. Kunjani khona ngapha?
Ah, ngapha kuyathinisa ma.
Ye, kula kolongo kuthiwa i-deflation ukuthi impahla nxa uyikhangele ezitolo ichiphile sibili kodwa umuntu kayanelisi ukuyithenga. Kunjani khona ngapha ejutshola?
Ya. Kuyafanana nje ukuthi kuyachiphile kodwa umuntu akakwanisi ukuyithenga ngenxa yokushota kwezimali.
Mm.
Akusase sikhona sibili kodwa imali zokuthenga azikho.
Akusitshela ukuchiphe kangana nxa ngapha ngokucasisa nje ukuthi lokhu kuyimali okungaka, lokhu kuyimali engaka ngamafutshane nje.
Ha, kodwa-ke ukuchipha ngathi kuchiphile akuchiphanga ngoba manje inkukhu i-20 kg uyakhona ukuyicela nge-$11. Njengabo hawu usinkwantini vele idola.
Idola kuyini?
Isinkwa.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Ah, lokunye nje kuningi kodwa imali yangikhona yiyo eyangingatholakali.
Mhm. So ligcina lisenzani nxa lingenelisi ukuthenga mfokampofu?
Ya.
Ligcina lisenzani pho nxa lingakwanisi ukuthenga?
Abanye yikho phela ukufa abanye sebesiswa ngezindlala ngoba vele babengakhoni ukuthi benelise ukuthenga lezo zinto. So umuntu uyakhona ukuthi ekuhambe ngokucela ebantwini ukuze encedakane ngezokudla.
So manje ungahlala ucela nsuku zonke umakhelwane sebesithini pho?
Umakhelwane la uyabe sekukhuluma ngelidlele ngoba la uyabe engenawo.
Pho kuphilwa njani-ke babampofu?
Ah, uphilwa kabuhlungu baba, angeke ngingalandisa okuningi ngenxa yokuphila kakhulu. Ngoba vele akulanti e-right, akulanti ehambayo.
Singathi-ke abantu baphila njani kusukisela ngesikhathi umuntu ehola khonokho yabe kuholile kuze kubuye enye inyanga kuyabe kuhamba njani?
Ngathi kona lokho ukuthena yikho okungathi kwandile ngoba vele nokuhola kwakhona akula msebenzi kuyabe ngaholani akulalile.
Sizokuthiwa abanye vele sebephila ngezimpazo pho kuhamba njani khonapho?
Baphila ngezintazi ukuthi omunye umuntu wakhona ethi sekholile esuke lapho sesiyabhadalisa intazi sethumbe siyakoloda futhi esinyisa intazi sokuthi simkwanise enye inyanga yakhona.
Hayi
akuthenelise ukuthi
yeqhubeka mpofu
enelise ukuthi sengatheni sengenzani ngakho khona lapho hhayi kuyimpilo kwangikhona kusuka kube nzima.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba mpofu, ungadinelwa kusasa uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa. Yes, bongile kakhulu. So that was Mr. Mpofu in Jocholo, and Jocholo is in Lupane district, in Matabele North Province. So we are saying that the situation is quite bad. You know, people can't buy, you know, because can't buy a lot of commodities. Because those commodities, of course, say reasonably, they are quite low in terms of prices. But people don't have the money. The disposable income is the issue. So he says, for example, a 20 kg of millimil is $11. Bread is $1. And under normal circumstances in a functional economy, he says one can buy, you know, some of those commodities. But now they can't.
Regaiti dzoke kwamuri vachitambara. Vachitambara, tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinaya. Muri kuona here paine chimbi-chimbi kubva kuhurumende vemabhizimisi nevamwe vese kuti vagadzirise dambudziko here?
Bhongo ari kumbozi. Vari kutishaya but handisikunyatisa kushanda nekuti sekutandisisa hurumende zvinova kuitwa muekonomi aisinge zvimwe zvacho zvinoda mari yakawandisa kuti zvinge zvichigadzirwa because pane zvinge zvisingadazo mari. For example, takatarisa nyaya yekunge tichirestructure maparasetal edu nekuti makaona maparasetal edu mazhinji they are a major drain kufiscus. Ende zvinhu izvi zvekuti hurumende dai papa ine commitment yakasimba taigona kurestructure maparasita kwaareforma otanga kuoperata along commercial lines otanga kucontributa even kunyadze madividend kupa hurumende madividend maprofit zvaigona kubatsira but chimwewo chaida kuchitwe kugadzirisa agriculture sector agriculture sector for a long time yanga iri madodrums hazvina zvina kumira zvakanaka ende munoziva Zimbabwe tiri an agro-based economy. Agriculture yakasimiza the rest of economy inoita take a code makona agriculture production from 2000 isibona njengoba zafixa industry zafixa the rest of the economy kanye agriculture noda ku that is kwandile zacho inyaze ku power ma title deeds the power no type of land kwa kwanto ngwa chi wana security even kuma banga nyaze ku investor mu even basic irrigation I think you already know through the sort of smog and heat and drought. But they took us so easy. Some years the irrigation is right on a few bucks here. I need to go under. The winter is a Ganaga, but I don't know Israel. Israel is a drought from Kuno Pisa, but I want to go harvest underground water. And the argument to my tomatoes, market gardening, was so exported to Nigeria, the Africa. But I think. How do we get our agriculture sector economically? We want to have a staff to import a sort of budget. We have to have a sort of figure. But in Makore, I can't go for a Zimbabwe that we bring back to the Nika. And the Rukma Potin, they are retired from the agriculture. The agriculture is in Sumuka. Is made of economy is moving. When you have the title deeds, you have the irrigation, you have the associated Mofanaku, Gadz Iswa, Chimbi Chimbi, which are the future take off Magasaja, your assets, the rest of the economy. So the only one is not going to create one, a woman, the name of the business. You have the reform, my parasites, you have the power and title to land, you have the investor. Munyaja irrigation. And my cooperating partners are Kawanda. I know that Maganda Kunya Komba, the Japanese government, the British Shandan, the Rumende, Unyaji, the Ku, if I irrigation to my rural farmers, Nanaya Kumba Kunyango. The Rumende, you know, Gunakwana, one of the Gira, Mudimita. But I won't put any particular credibility on the part of government in terms of. Even my policies, even my political policies, even my economic policies, which is fungify in a consistent, fungify in a confident, not me to talk language, but even my investors, money, and that's that corner of funny consistent theory in terms of politics, in terms of economic policies.
Noted as Guru Vashtambara Gibbs.
I think Mr. Winos Dube of the Pulau United Residents Association is with us now. Mr. Dube, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Good evening, good.
Thank you so much. Tell us, Mr. Dube, what is going on in terms of prices in Bulawayo? Are they actually going down or they're stagnant? Give us some kind of insight of that.
To be honest, I will say about prices seem to be stagnant. They're going down. Neither are they going up to such an alarming extent. They are also very second where they are, but there is a serious problem within the people. Finances are not available within the people. We have a situation which should appear like it's more of a liquidity crunch that is really much more prevalent than the country to such an extent that people are really struggling. It isn't the prices which are remaining at the same levels, but people struggle to raise the money to afford them as much as they would want to have with whatever little money they'll be having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you hold on the line there, Mr. Dube?
Mm-hmm. Okay, tiende ku South Africa, kuna mkoma same. Magadi mkoma same. Aiwa isu tiri nani kuri sei joni
no kuno kwa akuna kana mvura akuna chinhu
azvina kumira mushi
azvina kumira mushi
mhm tiri kutaura nenyaya yechikafu muZimbabwe kuti chirimo hacho muzvitoro asi vanhu havasi kukwanisa kunge vachichitenga ndozvamuri kuonawo here kana kunzwa
aiwa chokwadi chiriko chaizvo ndokuti chikafu chacho hazvikwanisa kutenga unongochitarisa ukapinda muzvitoro kana mari yacho hapana yokwanisa kuti ngitenga ibatike mari yacho
ko vari kutengesa zvinhu kanzi vazhinji vapinda muyatinoti informal sector haisi kubatika mari yacho
aiwa mari haizombobatika iripo ndekuti upenyu hwatokurama izvinoti hadzokera mumanyakare nyakare chaiwo chaiwa
kana muchiti hadzokera kumanyakare munenge muchirevei apa
waikwanisa kuva nemari yanga isingabatiki asi zvinhu zviripo uchatadza kuzvitenga
saka ndozvamuri kuona zvakare
ndozvi zviripo chaizvo chaizvo
saka semaonero enyu dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei
hai kubude kugadzira kwedambudziko iriya zvinotoda kuti vanhu va ndingangoti zvingaitike ndezvekuti upenyu hwacho ndokuti munhu vachifanisa kunge vachisevenza vasevenza ndokuti because makambani zakavhara akawanda kumushako saka napasina makambanizi hapana vanokwanisa kutenga mutoro vanongotarisa zvinhu zviri muchitoro kane bulawayo chavo chaiko hapana makambani angoo machechipepo
saka dei pakagadziriswa nyaya yemakambani
ya vanhu vakwanise kuwana because mwana ari kuna kudzidzoita madhigiri haasenzi anosora achidhakwa akagara musiti
haiwa ipapo panobva paita dambudziko munokuluma here mukoma semu
ukuluma nyakuluma kuti
kuluma sis
kuluma point
indava yekhona lapha mndakamama yekuti into azimahakahle lapha elizweni letu la
kunzima kakhulu mfot
kunzima into vhele mai esitoleni ungangena esitolo lapha vhele akhangeni uthi uthenga athenga ngani idola kalikwa kalibambe kitolo
po manje idola libambe kanjani njengoba lirandi lalongazani liyatshelela nje ezikhomeni
kathesi irandi manje lapha uhamba lalekhaya uthi idola i-twenty randi ale kutwala nzima uyathe isisini kazemovuusisa futhi
pho kuyiwa ngaphi khona mpoke mnumzana
hayi lapha mntakamama lapha sesiyakhwela kunkulunkulu ukuthi esizile ukuthi angazi ukuthi angayenza njani unkulunkulu ngoba kathe sesilekile
yes ngathi-ke nxa sikhangela kathi ukhona ekhaya yini ngekhisimus
ye kade ngikhona ekhaya
impahla ibinjani kodwa iyathengeka kumbe akuthengeka
iyathengeka bathi iyathengeka bathi akulokhu asengiyithenga ngoba idola kufana kayibambeki
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana sem sibongele kakhulu baba usafuna ukukhuluma la
hayi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sem tinotenda zvikuru of course sem says it's true all is not well you know many people are not working and as a result people cannot afford to spend and if people are not spending that is a problem right Mr. Chitambara what can be done to stimulate the economy?
I think what needs to be done is to produce. Once it produces, it means people get also employment. Once it produces, it means we also get export more. And when you export more, it means that's more revenue, that's more liquidity coming into the country. So I think the recommendation here is how do we produce? Our best produce is by dealing with those sectors that are making it difficult for us to produce. One of those sectors is the high cost of doing business in Zimbabwe. As a result of a number of factors, it's number one, infrastructure deficit, infrastructure bottlenecks. For example, the issue to do with transport logistics. You know, NRZ is no longer functioning at its optimum. So the cost of transporting goods, inputs in and out of the country becomes expensive.
Electricity.
The power outages that have been experiencing, all those factors, they affect the cost of doing business.
Mr. Chitambara, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you. We will just want to take a short break. Gibbs, we also have Mr. Dube, right?
Yeah, Mr. Dube is still on
Dube,
the line.
Please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.